If you take a look, we're actually on page 59. We started a new Indian in the Pelyoyetz. We're learning the Indian of Bechia, of a good cry. We spoke about the idea of the Nakuda, about crying, having the opportunity to cry. It's the real self. It's taking away the veneer, the mechitza between us and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person really gets to a real place of true emotional reality, it's real. That's why I always say it's a good cry. When a person has like a good cry, you feel much better afterwards.
Brisker's cry? I think we're bringing Jesus over today.
It should just be crying. It should just be a crying. That's a bechia, shachinam. That we're not into. A free cries. But if you're going to cry, you have to pay for it. Oh, ubefrat besitoy alibay divrei atfilah shu oimer. Right? Of course, all the more so when someone is praying, when someone is davening, that opportunity, that moment of where a person really gets to that very real place. Remind yourself at that moment when you're praying and you come to the moment that you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one who ultimately gives us das and wisdom to be able to learn the Torah. You actually said about Ruchatzky Abramsky was the famous, you know, obviously he was the Rav of the Bezdin in London. He was one of the biggest Talmidim that came out of the Yeshiva Slabodka. From all the Sfarim that he wrote, Ruchatzky Abramsky. They said upon him that when during davening, they'd be able to listen to him. Actually, you know where he used to daven? And sometimes downstairs in the Groshul, in Bayi Vagan, downstairs is a shtibel there. Someone would be able to overhear him davening. And during Atachinen, he would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to understand the Tosis. Help me to understand the Rashi. Help me to understand. And it's actually a Rashi. The Rashi tells us, very famous, I believe, in the Gemara, in Maseches Sanhedrin, that Bishas Tzara, when a person is going through pain, Rashi mentions over there, in the middle of Atachinen, they're having a difficult time understanding the Torah. That's called the Shas. Sorry, that's called a moment of despair and of pain that you're allowed to add in your own tefillas into the tefillah. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarisecha, gam gen yizkor ki urachak ma'ashem. Remind yourself that I'm so far from where I want to be. I want to have a relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'ba'amar slach lonu avinu ki chatanu. When a person says, God, I feel bad. Please forgive me for all my sins. Yizkor v'sashoich olav nafshay shal chata l'melech ram v'nisa. Of course, that should be an opportunity in a moment to really get to, like we said before, an emotional place. If you're not emotionally engaged, tefillah is called avodah shebelev. If you're not engaging the heart in the tefillah, and it's an intellectual, although we do say there's an Indian called iyun tefillah, of analyzing it, of being involved in it, but it should be an emotional involvement. V'yishpach nafsha b'chiyah. Throw out within from yourself a b'chiyah. V'sachnun yada b'rosh. Doig b'techa rachmei shamayim b'rubim. V'chin ba'amiris ha'viduim tzarech b'chiyah v'anachah m'bayis b'chot. When you're getting to the place, it shouldn't just be a slachnun k'chotan. It should be a real engagement and understanding that we're not where we want to be. K'moy sh'nichta b'erech. V'chin k'sh'oimer tikkun chatzois. V'fra'a position above. Of course, if Nagid, someone who actually even does tikkun chatzois. I'll just tell you a joke because it's one of my favorite jokes. My Rebbe told me a story once. He said, a woman, an old Chassidish lady came to her husband. I'm sorry, apologize. Came to the Rebbe. Apologize. A Chassidish lady came to her and said, Rebbe, my man's gavorn mashogana. My husband, he became crazy. He says, why? What happened? He says, my husband, in the middle of the night, he gets up in the middle of the night and he stands by and he sits by the doorpost and he puts ashes on his head and he starts crying. He sits on the floor, starts screaming, crying. He's screaming. He says, Rebbe, what's going on? What happened to my husband? The Rebbe says, Daiganish, don't worry. Don't worry. He's just saying Tikkun Chatzos. He says, I do it too. It's not a big, it's not crazy. I do it also. So the woman says, yes, Rabbi, but he means it. What's this? There's a lot of insiders in that. But the person who told me that story is a Litvak. Okay, what's the insider? The insider is that sometimes you can, you know, a Rebbe who doesn't say Tikkun Chatzos, who doesn't shuckle and davening, is Nishkin Rebbe, right? That what defines the office is those particular things. But is it truly that person? Is it the etzem of the individual? We're talking about the idea of bechia, the being authentic and being real in what you are and who you are. Is that really what's coming out? There's one time, there was a very famous meister, it was a Satmar Chatzana, Rabbi Yoelish Misatmar, the Satmar Rebbe, the Satmar Rav, was at the wedding. And the Badchan got up, one of the jokesters, the comedian guys, he had such a good impression of the Rebbe. He gets up and he was perfectly able to mimic the Rebbe when he would buy halakas. I'm a noyer. He would shake and he would cry and all these, the emotional reaction that the Rebbe would have during his avoida. And everyone's laughing because he did it so perfectly. And he starts chuckling like the Rebbe during davening. And again, everyone's laughing. Everyone's on the floor because it's such a perfect Rebbe. And then eventually everyone turns to the Satmar Rav to see like his reaction. And he's crying his eyes out. Of course, the Badlan stops in the middle, runs over there, and says, Rabbi, I'm so sorry. Please, I asked Mechila. I didn't mean it to do personally. And the Satmar says, no, I'm not crying because I'm personally nifga, that I'm personally, you know, hurt and insulted. No. I'm scared that maybe when I'm davening, I'm only just doing an impression of myself instead of really being me. And I think that's such a chashuv and akuda to this Indian. I mean, when a person's davening, especially again, Bechia is the real from within. It's actually the things that are inside there that we want to get out. And of course, you can't live your life constantly shaking and constantly crying. That's just called an unstable individual, right? Unfortunately, there's quite a few of them. I think you can all point to particular people in our lives. Not in our lives, but people around us. You see that not everybody, you can't live life on that teetering on the edge constantly between emotional and unemotional. But there have that moment, especially if a person can have that power to pull it out when you need it. I always wonder, I don't want to go too off on a tangent, but I think the Arizal said, if a person doesn't cry on Yom Kippur, there's something wrong with you. There's a whole discussion of Shoshana, you're allowed to cry, not allowed to cry. But on Yom Kippur, if you're not crying, there's something wrong with you. This is Mamash Lashon. So it's a very interesting discussion. Like, what do you mean, if I cry? Some people just don't cry in Tisha B'Av. They can't get to that place. It's so far from them. They're so disconnected. How is it possible?
That's what they should be crying about.
That's also true. That's fine. But that's not that. The reason I'm saying, if you're not crying for the Indian of Yom Kippur, there's something wrong with you. And the answer is because, yeah, there is a certain talent. I wouldn't call it a talent of like juggling, but a talent of being so in control of what you are and who you are that you have it there. Because the truth is we all have pain. Everybody has a certain amount of pain inside their lives, broken relationships, lost family members, things that all, the challenge is to know when to pull it out and when to be able to keep it in. And oftentimes, it's the ones who don't know how to, who have it inverted, they're the ones who unfortunately are not well. That's the koyach ha-tefillah. It's the koyach of tefillah that is coming from a bechiyah. It's coming from a place of authentic connection to what you're doing, and you're actively involved in what you're doing. And that tefillah is a very chashuv tefillah. That's, we'll continue by Yitzhak.